For an inside look at the state's biggest footy league, it's the Monday Waffle.
Hello, welcome to episode 23 of the Monday Waffle. My name is Jake Batrick. Thanks for tuning in. Joining me this week is Josephine McDonald. Josie, how are you going?
G'day, Jake. Yeah, I'm going well.
Excellent. That's good to hear. Look, it was a ripping round of the final round of the regular season. Saw some upsets and, it was the season that kept on giving, wasn't it?
It was.
right up until the end.
Yeah, some exciting times ahead as well.
We're going to get stuck into it, Jose, with West Perth Claremont. Claremont needed to win. It was very, very simple for them. Needed to win to play finals. And they bloody did it.
They did. 2 points, saw them move into fifth position, and they're in the finals.
Exactly. They went up to HBF Arena in Joondalup. Look, I've got to be honest, it was the worst game of football I've seen. It was so scrappy. It was just, the skills were atrocious. There was a bit of a breeze about.
Yeah, tough conditions.
But, I mean, you know, it wasn't wet or anything. It was pretty dry, but, yeah. Terrible skills. And West Perth, I got the inside word from, we spoke to Drew Rode last week and I was speaking to him over the weekend. They didn't have a bench in the last quarter. So I think that's pretty much what allowed Claremont to run over the top of the Falcons. It was, some inaccurate kicking as well. 9-15 to 10-7 was the score. And I think, they were just a bit more to play for, the Tigers.
Yeah, good on them.
Absolutely. So now the situation is for finals. We've got Claremont will be playing East Perth in the elimination final on Saturday. And West Perth will play Peel in Peel's first ever finals.
Very exciting for Peel.
Yeah, very exciting. We'll get to Peel a bit later on. We'll be speaking to the coach, Cam Shepherd. West Perth will pretty much be, they'll be confident. Their home form this year has been really, really good. The loss on the weekend was the first loss they've had this year at home. So they'll be pretty confident going into that game.
And I think after this game as well, they'll probably reassess a lot of their kicking and that sort of inaccuracy. They'll probably be a little bit prepped heading into the match.
Absolutely. A little bit of injury news for the Falcons, which will worry them. Shane Nelson, who's been their most prolific ball winner this year, he didn't even play on the weekend. He's got a bit of a sore ankle.
Strike also out with an ankle injury.
Yep. He did his ankle on the weekend. Don't really know how bad it is. We'll have to wait and see till the teams come out this week. Ruckman Chris Coonan also did his ankle.
And of course, Marcus Adams, who was concussed after laying that tackle in the final quarter.
Yeah, halfway through the last quarter, I don't really know. He got himself into an awkward position and just got his head crunched into the turf after a pretty ferocious tackle there. So, unlucky.
And of course, the report on the weekend, Matthew Davies reported for rough conduct on Matthew Johnson.
Yeah, there was a bit of a scuffle at the beginning of the last quarter. Things got a little bit heated. The West Perth got out to a 25-point lead at the start of the last quarter. So Claremont were a bit frustrated and tempers started to flare. So it wasn't surprised a report came out of that one. Josie, have you got some stats for me?
I sure do. So West Perth, really, they took control of the match for the first time in the third quarter and got 4 goals from Lowry, Lynch, Bartholomew and Johnson, which saw the Falcons' lead grow out to 20 points. Aidan Lynch and Michael Lowry kicked 2 goals each for West Perth. So fantastic effort from those two. Aaron Black racked up an impressive 36 possessions. Trent Manzoni, 33. Bartholomew, 24. And Blake Wilhelm, 24 as well.
Yeah.
So those guys got a lot of touches.
Yeah, Aaron Black, 142 Dream Team points for him. Just outstanding. 5 tackles as well. A couple of really good goal kickers for the Tigers. Jake Murphy and Kepler Bradley really stood up in the last quarter. Kepler Bradley kicked the match-winning goal in the last quarter, and I caught up with him after the match to get his thoughts on Claremont scraping through into the finals.
Congratulations, mate. Playing finals, how does it feel?
Unbelievable, yeah. So on my behalf, that's the whole reason why I wanted to play Waffle, to play finals. And to the boys' credit today, they stuck it out and we came away with a win.
And what was the message at three-quarter time? You guys looked down and out.
Yep.
What did he say to get you back into it?
Oh, basically just play our game style and keep going up the corridor. We had nothing to lose. So there was no next week if we lost. So, just really pleased with the boys and all the youngsters that are in our team that we get to play finals.
And just finally, what does a win like this do heading into the finals?
Well, that's what other teams do to us. We're usually up at three-quarter time and get run over. So it's good to be on the other side for a change. So anything can happen in finals. And apparently two wins away from a grand final, really. So, yeah, two balls in our court.
Beautiful. Congratulations, mate.
Cheers, mate.
And that was Claremont's Kepler Bradley after the game. And, of course, we also have to mention Ian Richardson. He played his 150th. And he was pretty pleased with that game. He said it wasn't as good as a premiership, but it was one of the best matches he's played.
Yeah, pretty spot on from him, from Richo there. Look, it was. I was watching the bench as the minutes were ticking down in the last quarter. I don't think I saw one person sitting down in the Claremont bench. It was nail-biting stuff for the Tigers. Look, we've got to get to the finals for this weekend. West Perth obviously hosting Peel up at HBF Arena in Joondalup. Look, the Falcons' home form has been really good this year. My money's on the Falcons, but Peel will be up and about for their first ever finals. Who's your money on, Jose?
Yeah, look, I think I'm going to have to back the Falcons as well.
Absolutely.
On the Falcons bandwagon.
Yeah, aren't we all? And East Perth hosting Claremont in the elimination final. That'll be a ripping game.
It will. And I have to say, although East Perth lost to Subi on the weekend, they were still pretty convincing. So it should shape up to be a good game. Absolutely. And I'm going to go for the Royals.
Yeah, absolutely. The Tigers will be up and about. I think the mood after the game was sort of, you know, all right, we can do this now. We've just beaten second, come from behind and beat second spot on the ladder. So
yeah, they'd be confident.
Absolutely. They finished the season only one game behind East Perth. So, I mean, you've got to be pretty confident going to that. So
yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if there is an upset, but I'm going to stick with the Royals at home.
From the studios of ECU, you're listening to the Monday Waffle.
On the line now, we have Channel 7's Mark Reddings. Mark, how are you going?
Very good morning.
Look, it was two close ones over the weekend, and it looks like you guys got the pick of the bunch with Subi coming from behind to snatch a four-point win.
Yes, East Perth looked as if they'd done enough to knock over the Lions, which just shows you even when a good team isn't playing at their optimum, they find a way, and that's exactly what the Lions did on Saturday afternoon. They trailed by 18 points at half-time, but they managed to squeeze the life out of East Perth in the last quarter. And just sneaking home by 4 points, Shane Yaron, the Bernie Naylor medalist, kicking the winning goal with a couple of minutes to go. Poor kicking by the Lions really did let East Perth get away to that lead. But having said that, East Perth still play finals, and they've got their elimination final this Sunday against Claremont at the same venue, Medibank Stadium.
Yeah, and Subi have the week off, and East Perth are going to be hosting Claremont in the elimination. My money's on the Royals, but does the Tigers' win do anything to their chances on Saturday?
Oh, look, obviously, just to get to the finals is a big achievement for Claremont, given that, I guess, 15 minutes before the end of that game up at a Joondalup, it was Swan Districts who looked like they were going to be playing in September. So Greg Harding and his boys, their year is over, whereas now it's a chance for the Tigers. They're a dangerous side on paper, so I wouldn't be ruling them out on Sunday against the Royals. Of course, it is tough in the top five format now to go from fifth or fourth and make it through to a grand final. You have to win four matches to actually take the flag, so it's pretty tough for both these teams. It really is set up for the likes of Subiaco, who had the week's break, or even West Perth or Peel, who, of course, play in a qualifying final. But the elimination final, I don't think either East Perth or Claremont can win it, but certainly they might be able to cause some damage along the way.
And I'd just like to finally, Mark, get your thoughts on West Perth v Peel. I mean, West Perth, they didn't have a bench in the last quarter against the Tigers, which aided the Tigers' storming run home. Who do you think is going to get the win in that one? Because West Perth aren't really in the best form going into this qualifying final.
Yeah, that's true, but their form at home is terrific, so they'll be pretty confident about playing Peel up there. And the big factor that has to be looked at here is the Fremantle Dockers, how many players they'll take out of that Peel lineup this week to play against Port Adelaide, given they're going to rest a lot of their senior players. So the AFL influence is going to be enormous in this one. If West Perth, obviously with their settled side, confront a Peel team which is missing maybe five or six regulars, it becomes a whole lot easier for the Falcons. So Peel Thunder, despite making history, reaching their first finals campaign, unfortunately, they might be weakened somewhat by the absence of several players who are AFL listed and go and play in Adelaide this week against the Power.
And one last question, Mark. Who can we see on Seven this weekend in the Waffle Finals?
Yes, we have the elimination final, East Perth v Claremont. So looking forward to that one. Two teams that, I guess, in many respects, as I said, tough to win the premiership from there. They have to win four finals, but they won't be worried about that at this stage. They'll just be trying to get across the line on Sunday. Should be a really good contest. East Perth have got some quality players there, of course, depending on their Eagle availability. And Claremont, some old stages really driving them towards September. So it should be a beauty.
Always a pleasure, Mark. Looking forward to the finals. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jake. Thanks, Josephine.
See ya.
If you're loving the Monday Waffle podcast, make sure you head to our Facebook page, facebook.com/Monday Waffle, for more awesome content. And while you're there, give us a like.
A bit of a dead rubber down at Bendigo Bank Stadium, but it was the Peel Thunder beating South Fremantle Bulldogs 16-12, 108-9, 15-69. Now, Josie, the Peel Thunder secure their first ever finals campaign. They secured it a couple of weeks ago, but who cares? They're in.
They're in.
They're in, and it's really, really good stuff for Peel.
Yeah, fantastic.
Their highest ever finish, their most amount of wins in a season. I believe the highest amount of wins for Peel before this year was 8 wins.
Eight wins.
So going on this year's ladder, they wouldn't have finished any higher than third bottom with South Fremantle on 8 wins. Yeah, disappointing before that, but who cares? It's this year they're in, and it's great stuff. And look, they're really warmed up this week against the Bulldogs with some amazing, amazing goal kicking.
Warm up for the finals,
Absolutely. Leroy Jetta kicked 7.
Career best. So that's 7 goals.
That's just an amazing effort. Gerald Ugel kicked 3, and Tom Vandeleur kicked 2 as well. So, look, Peel will be pretty pumped heading into the finals. They're going up to HBF Arena, as we said before, to play the Falcons. And taking some good form with them, Josie.
Yeah, Brendan Jones racked up an outstanding 35 possessions. Jacob Ballard also picked up 29 disposals for the Thunder and worked hard in their midfield. Brady Gray, 24, Max Duffy, 20, and Hayden Crozier, 18, along with his 6 tackles.
Absolutely. And look, the Bulldogs, they weren't going to make finals for a while now. We know that. But they'll be looking ahead to next year. Look, I don't really know they need to improve their list a whole lot. I mean, they've got the players there to, you know, to take them forward. The Hams brothers, they did pretty much what they did last week. Best on, for the Bulldogs anyway. They both had 32 disposals. Almost exactly the same stats I'm looking at here, Josie. So 32 disposals. They both had 22 kicks and 10 handballs each. Ashton had 1 extra mark over Kyle, 12-11. But Kyle had 3 tackles to Ashton's 1. So that's pretty impressive, the brothers there doing what they do best. So, yeah, as I said, I mean, the Bulldogs.
So they were undefeated until the fourth round, essentially, and it's almost as though they've just fizzled out towards the end of the season. And I'm sure there'll be some things that they'll assess on during the off season.
Yeah, I mean, they got 3 of their 8 wins in the first 3 weeks. So after that, it was 5 wins for the rest of the season. So you can't, obviously you're not going to play finals on the back of that performance. But look, I wouldn't be too worried if you're a Bulldogs fan. I think they've got the right ingredients to go forward. But obviously just need to put that into practice a little bit better. But that's what Peel have done this year. They've scored some extra plays with the Dockers alignment, and they've put that to really good use. So, and they're playing finals for the first time. And joining us now on the line is Peel coach Cam Shepherd.
So Cam, first of all, congratulations. Peel's first ever final series. The club obviously very pleased, but to be the first coach to get the Thunder into the finals, you must be pretty chuffed as well.
Yeah, probably. It really hasn't dawned on us. We've just worked really hard as a coaching group and as a group of players to get to where we want to get to, and we've achieved, you know, equal second or third, and 13 wins is a big improvement on last year. Just looking forward now to the next month.
Now, Cam, with the Dockers sewing up the minor premiership, are you worried Freo might steal a couple of your blokes as they look to rest some of their own ahead of the AFL finals?
I'm not worried about it. What happens, and then we just have to adjust. And as I said to the boys, we'll just put our best foot forward on the weekend, no matter who's pulling on the jumper.
Yeah, and on that note, what's the routine going to be ahead of Peel's first ever finals campaign? Are you going to change much or business as usual?
No, we'll stay the same. So, you know, we play on Sunday. We'll maintain our training nights on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, we'll look at the opposition and pick the best side possible and then have a crack on Sunday.
And finally, Cam, just on the weekend's game against South Freo, the boys were pretty impressive. You'd be happy with some of the form going into the finals.
Yeah, look, it was a pretty even performance. A couple of outstanding efforts from a few players. Leroy Jenner kicked seven, and that's been coming for a little while. And Brendan Jones continued his fine vein of form. But it was in general a really even contribution across the board. And we think, you know, we've won 8 of our last 10 games, and that's going to stand us in good stead coming into the finals.
Cam, it's very exciting, mate. We're all stoked that Peel are in the finals. Good luck on the weekend, mate, and thanks for joining us on the Monday Waffle.
No problem. Thank you very much.
I'm Dennis Cometti. If I'm listening to the Monday Waffle, then you should be too.
The Battle of the Cellar Dwellers played out at Adams Stadium on Saturday, the Sharks getting the better of the Demons, winning 15-15-105 to 7-10-52. East Freo simply had more to play for, with clubman Rory O'Brien playing his 200th game and Rob Young playing his last. Young was among the best on the ground, dominating in the ruck and booting 2 goals. O'Brien's day ended early with a badly corked thigh, but younger brother Brock flew the family flag, snaring 5 goals. The day got even worse for the Demons, with controversial defender Chris Billings facing deregistration from the league after being reported once again. Callum Wally continued his run of good form and was really the only shining light for the Demons, booting 2 goals. The Sharks got their first win under caretaker coach Brad Dodd, however the search still continues for the new full-time coach. This has been Eloise Walsh for the Monday Waffle.
If you like footy, you'll love us. It's the Monday Waffle.
It's that time of week again to get our tips out, which we've already done pretty much because it's finals, so we've covered it all. We both decided Falcons.
Falcons and Royals.
Beautiful. So tick that off. Just to update you on the tipping ladder, Josh has had that sewn up for a while now. So that's pretty much that. Josh, you've caught up. You're now under me on 56. I'm on 57. And then Jesse is still on top of Claire, 55 to 54. And then it's Nicole, Jared and Mark rounding out the bottom 3 places. So the ladder hasn't really changed.
Apart from me climbing up, pretty happy with my efforts.
Just jumping on top of Jesse. Josie, you've been best on ground today. Thanks so much for joining me on the podcast.
No walkers.
Absolutely. We'll catch you all next week for the Monday Waffle.
Thanks for listening to the Monday Waffle, proudly brought to you by the students from ECU Broadcasting.